USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Americans and Britons may soon be able to once again travel back and forth to each other's countries. President Biden and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson will meet Thursday and are expected to announce a commitment to lift COVID travel restrictions that have been in place for more than a year. The powers will announce the formation of working groups with the EU, Canada, and Mexico to find ways to safely restart international travel. Biden and Johnson are also expected to agree on an updated Atlantic Treaty, the agreement between the US and UK that lays out the values of the special relationship between the two countries. And the developer of the Keystone XL pipeline has officially called off the project. Calgary-based TC Energy canceled the project after the Biden administration had revoked the construction permit granted by President Trump. The company says it will work to develop a plan for a safe exit from the partially built line. Biden revoked the construction permit in January over climate change concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
President Biden began his first overseas trip in office on Wednesday, addressing U.S. troops and their families stationed at Royal Air Force Base Mildenhall in the U.K.
We're going to make it clear that the United States is back and democracies of the world are standing together to tackle the toughest challenges and the issues that matter most to our future. That we're committed to leading with strength, defending our values, and delivering for our people. America's better positioned to advance our national security and our economic prosperity when we bring together like-minded nations to stand with us.
Biden will attend the Group of Seven summit and meet with Queen Elizabeth while in the UK. He will then head to Brussels for a NATO summit and a meeting next week with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The odds of a bipartisan stimulus bill appear to be slim to none.
Talks between President Biden and West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito over an infrastructure bill have been cut off by the White House. The president reportedly walking away from those talks over disagreements on the amount of new spending in the proposed bill. The White House says the president will turn to discussions on a proposal from another bipartisan group of senators. But Senator Capito isn't confident that talks with the group that includes Senators Mitt Romney, Bill Cassidy, Kyrsten Sinema, and Joe Manchin will reach a bipartisan deal either. She tells Fox News that the president's proposal is probably headed for the reconciliation process.
I think that the reconciliation, which will be massive tax hikes on middle Americans, on farmers, on small businesses, is where they're going to go. And they're going to include human infrastructure, massive electric vehicle vouchers, other extraneous, what I think, to a physical core infrastructure bill will be. I expect that's the direction that they will go in July. But I'm sure that they're going to be working forward with the group.
This is USA Radio News.
The family of Capitol Hill protester Ashley Babbitt is suing to force Washington, D.C. to hand over records revealing the identity of the police officer who fatally shot Babbitt while she was unarmed at the Capitol on January 6th. The family also demanding video access to the shooting and witness statements. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.